We're reading from Talmud Esra Sfirot, Volume 6, Part 15, page Tafshin Tetvav, Item Nun Tet, 59. You can ask questions through Kab.tv. Relevant question to the lesson will be heard live. Talmud Esra Sfirot, Volume 6, page Aleph Tafshin Tetvav, Part 15, Item Nun Tet, 59. Item 60, Samech. Now we'll understand the meaning of the sewing that the Dinim gives to her, which are the Achoraim, behind. Because at first, the externality, she had externality called Achor, behind, which is the Katnut, and thoroughly understand. Because the middle is not called Achoraim. And he had a middle and behind. And when the Panim, which is Gadlut, come, then Malchut was only in the meaning of Ibur, conception, one Kli in Achor, behind, because while he has Ibur, she has no measurement except for the Ateret HaYesod, which is half of her measurement, and now she grew like him. Again, item Samech 60. Now you'll understand the meaning of the sewing that the Dinim give to her, which are the Achoraim, behind. Because at first, he had externality which is called Achor, behind, which is Katnut. And understand, because the middle is not called Achoraim, behind, and he had Achor ve'emtzei, behind and middle. And when the Panim come, which is Gadlut, then Malchut was in the meaning of Ibur, conception, one Kli in Achor. Because while he has Ibur, she has no measurement but Ateret HaYesod, which is half of her measurement, and now she grew like him. Item 60, Samech, inner light. The meaning of the sewing that the Dinim judgments give to her, which are the Achoraim. It's like it was explained above that the Dinim were sewed, separated from him and were given to the Nukva. At first they are mitigated only by Ima, and then they are not completed yet, and then they return to be mitigated for the second time through Zer Anpin.
What's happening here? We need to understand that there's a problem. The problem is to create the creation, the creature, the will to receive, that it will truly be independent, that it will stand in and of itself, on the one hand. On the other hand, is to for it to receive all the qualities of the Creator upon it as something that doesn't relate to the Creator at all. So on the one hand there's this as if separation, and on the other hand there's this adaptation. So then it created in this point of existence from absence, in this point distant from Ensof, from Atzilut, and then from Ensof we learn how the Malchut, the Atzilut, that came out from that point, how does it realize the thought of creation, of the Creator, that it acquires its qualities with its image and makes its own partsuf in return, like a guest in relation to the host. It takes all the relationship of the host towards it and tries to be in the same relationship to in return. That is really what we're learning here. How the Malchut of Atzilut receives these things. So here, there is the matter of Kitruga Yireach, the accusation of the moon that it gets from Bina, receives that, it reveals that it cannot receive the deficiency. It descends below, and gradually they awaken with its own forces, the Zironpin, through the Bina, also through the clothings. Please.
We continue from line Al Yedei Zer Anpin. And when Zer Anpin give it to her for the second time, then the mitigation is completed. This is what the Ari says, that he gives her the dinim, judgments, which are the achoraim behind, meaning after they are given to her through Ima. Achor is the katnut, and understand it, because the middle is not called achoraim behind, and he had behind and middle, meaning that the Bechina of the permanent Mochin in Zeranpin are only Vak without Rosh, which are Chagat Nehi, and they are considered as two Partsufim, Ibur Yenika, which are called external and middle, since they are clothed one inside the other, because the Partsuf of Yenika, which is Partsuf Chagat, is clothed inside Partsuf Ibur, which is Nehi. Therefore, they are called external and middle, because there is no wholeness only after the coming of the Partsuf of Chabad, meaning his Gadlut, and it is called the most internal Partsuf, since it closes inside the internality of the Partsuf of Yenika. Turns out that the Partsuf of Ibur, which is the most external, and the Partsuf of Gadlut is the most internal, and the Partsuf of Yenika is the middle. And the two Partsufim, the external and the middle, are called Katnut, because they are lacking Rosh, and only the internal Partsuf is called Gadlut. And this is what he says, that Achor is Katnut, meaning, although we call the Partsuf of Nukva before the separation in the name Partsuf of Achoraim, we needn't be mistaken that it means only the external Partsuf, which is the Partsuf of Ibur conception. Rather, it means the two Partsufim, Ibur and Yenika, together, and they are called Achor, behind, because they are the Bechina of Katnut, and every Katnut can be called Achoraim. However, the main name Achor is only for the Partsuf of Ibur, which is from the Chazeh and below of the generality of the Partsuf, because every Nehi are called Achoraim, behind. And this is because they weren't in the Kelim of Zeranpin during the emergence of the Melachim of Nikudim. Only later, by the illumination of Vav and the point from Yesod of Ak, the Kelim of Nehi connected to Zat of Nikudim. Therefore, the seven Melachim spread to Bia, for they have attained their Nehi, which were diminished and fell to the Bechina of Bia through the second restriction of Act, Tzimtzum Bet. Therefore, these seven Melachim, which are only the Bechina of the Kelim of Chabad Chagat to the Chazeh, they are considered the Kelim of Panim, face. And only the Bechina of Kelim of Nehi, which connected to the Melachim from Bia, they are called Kelim of Achoraim, vessels of behind. Again, that sentence. And only the Bechina of the Kelim of Nehi, which connected to the Melachim of Bia, they are called Kelim of Achoraim, vessels of behind. Therefore, only the Partsuf of Ibur, which is the Bechina of Nehi, can be called Achor, behind. But Partsuf Chagat, which is always above the Chazeh, whose root is in Nikudim, it was the Bechina of Atzilut above the Parsa, and it cannot be called Achor. This is what he says, that the middle is not called Achoraim, meaning, as explained, that the middle, which is Partsuf of Chagat, is entirely Panim, because only from Chazeh and below of the Kelim of Nehi there are Achoraim. And this is what he corrects first, because the Achor is Katnut, and here with the Nukva there are two Partsufim of Katnut, and both are called Achoraim, because only in Zeranpin we can discern the Partsuf of Chagat into the Bechina of Panim. But in Nukva, female, it is also her Chagat is considered to be Achoraim. Because during the emergence of the seven Melachim, the Nukva didn't emerge there, which is the seventh Melech, only as a point of Keter, which is the point of the Chazeh. From the side of the lines, it is considered the point of Yesod. And all the lower nine Sefirot are the Bechina of Achor, behind, because they all came and connected to her from the Bechina of Bia during the Gadlut, adulthood of the Melachim. It turns out that it wasn't in the Bechina of Atzilut at that time, meaning above the Parsa, except for the point of her Keter. Therefore, also her Patsuf of Chagat is called Achor. However, it is the way of the Ari to call the entire Bechina of Vak in the name of Achor, even in Zeranpin.
For Achor, there's lots of definitions, but really the Kelim d'Achoraim are those Kelim that we raise, the Kelim of reception that were broken, and we need to join them to the Partsuf. We raise them to Bia for correction. That's the main thing about the Kelim d'Achoraim, even though there's many more discernments that will be calling them Achoraim. There is also questions and answers on this. So please. First of all, the answer Nun Dalet. Aleph Taf Taf Lamed Ted.
Page Aleph Taf Taf Lamed Chet. Question Nun Dalet 54. What is the externality? The three parts of Fim, Ibu, Yanika, Mochin of Achor are called Chitzoniut, externality, because they are the Bechina of Vok and Mochin of Vak. And every Vak is called externality, Chitzoniut. And sometimes it is only the Guf of Vak is called Chitzoniut, externality. And the Mochin of Vak are called internality of the externality. Don't be confused.
Don't get confused with the externality and Achoraim, and internality with the Panim. There is Panim and Achoraim, internality and externality. These are different things. Let's read Aleph Taf Taf Chaf Gimel, what is called Achor.
Page Aleph Taf Taf Chaf Gimel. Question 1. What is Achor behind? The name, the main name Achor is for the Bechina of Chazeh and below of the Partsuf. And it is called the Partsuf of Ibur. Indeed, every Bechina of Vak is also called Achor. And even the Mochin of Vak are called Mochin of Achor. And only the Bechina of Gar is called Ibur Yenika Mochin of Panim.
Now we're going to return to externality, Nun Dalet.
Page Aleph Taf Taf Lamed Chet, Adem Nun Dalet, 54. Question 54. What is externality? The three Partsufim, Ibur Yenika, Mochin of Achor, are called Chitzoniut, externality.
Meaning externality came from Achor. Internality from the Panim. There is a connection between them.
Because they are the Bechina of Vok and Mochin of Vak, and every Vak is called Chitzoniut, externality. And sometimes only the Guf of Vak is called Chitzoniut, externality. And the Mochin of Vak are called Pnimiut, the Chitzoniut, the internality of the externality.
There is the internality of the externality, or the externality of the externality. That's towards the Kelim or towards the light. Meaning externality came from the Kelim de'Achoraim in Ibur Yenika Mochin, from them. The Kelim de'Achoraim are called the Kelim that are below the Chazeh. These definitions, there's nothing you can do. Without them, it'd be very hard to understand what they're talking about. What do we have in Kuf Yud Tet? Here it's written for me that there is something there.
Page Taf Taf Memchet. This is volume 6, okay? Tav Tav Mem Chet. Question Kuf Yutet. What is Katnut? The two Partsufim, Ibu Yenika of every Partsuf, are called Katnut. For he is missing the Partsuf of Mochin, which is the Rosh of every Partsuf.
Again.
What is Katnut? The two Partsufim, Ibu Yenika of every Partsuf, are called Katnut. Since he is missing the Partsuf of Mochin, which is the Bechina of Rosh of every Partsuf.
Well, that's what we're used to. Continue. Anyone has questions? Yes.
There's a question of Oliver from France. He is asking, when are the dinim, judgments, are awakened?
When do the judgments awaken? There's a lot of reasons for that. Very nice if they awaken new judgments that awaken from the revelation, simply that the light reveals to a person, and in the light the person receives the revelation of the new judgments, that he is then he can then work with these judgments above reason. Judgments can be whether a person awakens them himself. There are many when here. When does it need to advance the person? When the person receives advancement through the path of Torah or through the path of suffering. These two paths, the path of Torah and the path of suffering, in spirituality they exist. What we're talking about in path of suffering that the world goes by, that's not the path of suffering because it doesn't have the path of Torah against it. That's, you could say, the path of nature, it's more correct to say. The path of Torah and the path of suffering, it's whoever enters that line towards the light.
Page Aleph Tafshin Tetzain, Inner Light, Item 60, Samer, Second Column below. Then, when Malchut, when was only in the Ibur, one Kli in the Achor, the entire conclusion was left out, and it is brought in the words, and it is brought in the words of the Ari in Adar 69. And in order to make it easier for the reader, it is mentioned here as well, because the words afterward are the interpretation of that conclusion. Adam 61, Samech Aleph, the words of Dari. And this is a great route through which you will understand everything, because forever the second Patsuf is the upper half as mentioned elsewhere. And since Zeranpin in the Ibur was half a measurement, she too was half a measurement, because he is Vak and they turned into three, and she is the seventh edge, which is as the measurement of his Yesod, which is the smallest, which has only two joints. Again, Adam Samech Aleph 61. And this is a great rule through which you will understand everything. Because forever, the second Patsuf, his upper half, is the upper half as mentioned elsewhere. And since the Anpin, in the meaning of the Ibu, was half a measure, she too was half a measure, because he is Vak. And we're left three. And she is the seventh edge, which is as the measure of his Yesod, which is the smallest, which has only two joints. Adam Samech Aleph, Inner Light. It's a great rule through which you will understand everything, because forever the second Patsuf is the upper half. The matter of that rule was made during Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction of Ak, where the lower hay, which is the fourth Bechina, rose to Nikve and Naim, which are the Bechina of the first hay. In the Naim, the Bechina of the last Bechina and the first Bechina was made, meaning that every degree was divided into two, into Galgalta and Enaim and Achap. Because since the lower Hay rose to the Enaim, the upper degree ends there. And the higher degree doesn't have more than Keter Chokhmah, and Bina, Zer Anpin, and Nukva came out to the lower degree. The last Hay is in the Enaim, and Yud, Kei, Vav are in the Achap, meaning Achap became a new degree in the Bechina of Yud, Kei, Vav. It turns out that every lower degree inherited the lower half of the upper degree, both in the particular of the degrees of the Patsuf itself and in the upper and the lower of the Patsufim. Because Achap of Rosh of every Patsuf descended and became a Bechina of his Guf. Therefore, the Guf is considered in every Patsuf to half of the degree of Rosh. And also, the lower Patsuf has in it the half of the degree of the upper one, meaning a half of the upper one which came to the possession of the lower one, as explained. And because of that, there is the rule that every lower one is the half of the upper, meaning if the lower one has half the measure of the upper patsuf, therefore it is complete as his upper one, for the upper one also doesn't have more than the half of his upper one. In a way, the Tarich Anpin of Atzilut, if it has the measurement of Guf of Atik, which is half of his Parzuf in the value of his Rosh, so Arich Anpin is complete like Atik, for he has 10 Sefirot of Rosh Toch Sop in completion in his own value. And similarly, Abba V'ima, if they came to close the goof of Arich Anpin from his Garon and below, they have Rosh Toch Sof in wholeness in their own value, like Arich Anpin. And similarly, in the same way, Zer Anpin is considered to be from in his essence from the Bechina of Vak, meaning half of the degree of Yesud, because then he has in his possession a half of Yesud. And Nukva is considered, while she has Neof Zer Anpin, then she is completed like Zer Anpin, meaning she has 10 Sefirot in wholeness which belong to her, like the 10 Sefirot of Vak of Zer Anpin in their own value, because half the measure of Zer Anpin is enough for every measurement of Nukva, like half the measurement of Yesut, which is enough for every measurement of Zer Anpin, and also half the measurement of Abba Ve'ima to all the measurements of Yesut, and half of the measurement of Arich Anpin to Abba Ve'ima, and also above. And this is what he says. Since the Anpin is in the meaning of Ibur, it was half a measurement, she too was half a measurement, as the measurement of the Yesod, which has only two joints, because the entire measurement of Zer Anpin is the Bechina of his permanency, which is only Chagat Nehim, which are six Kelim. It turns out that in the Ibur conception, which is only Nehi, three is included with three, and he has only half his measurement. Therefore, also the Nukva has only half the measurement of the Ibur conception, because every Sefirah of the 10 Sefirot of the Ibur of Zer Anpin has three Prakim, three joints, which are the Bechina of Rosh Toch Sof of the same Sefirah, except for his Yesod, which has only two Prakim, two joints, which are the Bechina of Toch Sof, and he is lacking Rosh in the value of the rest of the Sefirot of the Ibur of Zer Anpin. It is known that Toch Sof are the Bechina of Guf. It was explained above that every Guf is the half of the Rosh. There it turns out, since the Nukva did not grow in the Ibur only as the measurement of the Yesod, therefore she only has the half of the measurement of the Ibur, because she doesn't have the Rosh of the Ibur like the rest of the 10 Sefirot of Ibur, only a Bechina of Guf without Rosh as the measurement of the Yesod in them. And this is what he says above in item 60, and here also in item 69, that when the Panim come, which is the Gadlut of Zeranpin, he grew them from his Achoraim to a complete Partsuf against the Chazeh, which is half his measurement, and she was completed like him. Meaning, after the Nukva grew in half the measurement of Zeranpin from the measurement of his permanency, meaning to his Chazeh, and she dresses his Nehi, therefore she is completed like him, meaning she has there the Bechina of the two Partsufim, Chagat Nehi, like Zeranpin has at the time of his feeding. And although she doesn't clothe his Chagat, only his Nehi, anyway, the Nehi, which is half of the Partsuf Vak of Zeranpin, is enough for a complete Partsuf of Vak of Nukva. Because half the measurement of the upper is a complete measurement to the low one. However, before Zeranpin attains the Partsuf of his Gadlut, he cannot bestow upon the separated Nukva.
We are learning here how the Nukva receives a complete structure through Zeranpin. What Zeranpin needs to do to lower itself, to give Nukva the possibility of joining it and then turning into many parts, so that Nukva will be able to receive a form and force and resemble it in action. And then it can be, we see, according to Dachar and Nukva, the connection between the Creator and the creation. Because the creation, the Malchut, the Atzilut, the Nukva, even though it's receiving, but in that it receives, it gives Zeranpin the possibility to fulfill, to come from Katnut to Gadlut. And in that way, it receives from Bina, from the mother, Ima. And then from the connection from Zon, we learn how we need to be towards the Creator. I'm searching for here Kuf Yud Zayin. Okay. Kuf Nun Bet, you're saying. Whatever you think is good.
Page Taf Taf Nunchet, question Kuf Yud Zayin. What is the lower Patsuf, which is the half of the upper one? Kuf Yud Zayin. The root of that matter is in Nikudim. While the lower Hay rose to the Enayim, every degree was divided because of that into two. Because the lower Hay rose to the Enayim, which is Chokhmah, and the degree was ended there because of that. And Achab came out and became the lower degree. And in the Naim, the Bechina of the last Hay was made Yud Kevav of Achab, meaning Achab received the lower degree in Yud Kevav. And it is known that also the five Partsufim of Atzilut were all erected in the Bechina of Malchut of the second restriction. Therefore, it is considered that every low one is the half of the Partsuf of the upper one, meaning the Bechina of his Achab, because Achab of the upper one are always in Galgalta Enayim of the low one. And if it weren't for that knowledge completely, there is no understanding in what the Ari says, not a single word. Therefore he warns about it and says, and that is a great rule through which you will understand everything.
Yes, that's it. We're going to the next part.
So we're moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before, let's sing a song together.
נביט בו מהצד, הוא דומה לאיש שכל תא באיבריו חי בהשפעה. בין אדם לחבריו יש רק אהבה. כולנו חלקים של השלם, חיים בינינו את ההשפעה, רוצים להתאחד עם הנותן, לחיות כמוהו את האהבה. המשבר העולמי כבר גלוי לכל, זה אינו עניין גשרי, יש מה לאכול, כשברור הפתרון, אין יותר ברירה, כל הדור האחרון חי בהשפעה. כולנו חלקים של השלם, חיים בינינו את ההשפעה, רוצים להתאחד עם הנותן, לחיות כמוהו את האהבה. החיים הם התנועה אל המטרה, החוקים של הבריאה הם ההשפעה, עתידו של העולם הוא הנתינה, בין אדם לכל אדם יש רק אהבה. כולנו חלקים של השלם, חיים בינינו את ההשפעה, רוצים להתאחד עם הנותן, לחיות כמוהו את האהבה. כולנו חלקים של השלם, חיים בינינו את ההשפעה, רוצים להתאחד עם הנותן, לחיות כמוהו את האהבה.